select, reject, or select patients that I thought were better or worse for this procedure. So that eliminates the bias, or at least my bias, that would come into play. I have not rejected any patients that were sent to me from the urologist.
Are we in a new era with this, and do you see this becoming more readily accepted and more urologists referring you
The answer to that is absolutely yes. This procedure has been around for some years, but I think this is the first time we have results that show that it's efficacious. In other words, and with numbers like this, 97 or close to 100%, it cannot but be close to the results of surgery. And my prediction is that we will not only be doing patients who are not surgical candidates, in other words, who cannot go to the operating room because of other diseases, but it will be an option for patients who can go to the OR and would rather have a minimally invasive procedure on an outpatient basis instead of going to the operating room.
And are there any head-to-head trials underway looking at this compared to open surgery?
No, we're currently building a retrospective a study at Johns Hopkins that will compare this with laparoscopic interventions.
Thank you.
Actually, I still have a bit of a follow-up on a couple of questions. I'm still a little not clear on the patient selection in both these groups. These are patients, by and large, they're referred by urologists, but they are, I guess in both studies, not considered candidates for surgery.
I'll let you answer about your study first.
In our case, most were referred by oncologists, and there were non-surgical candidates who had comorbidities such as heart disease or other things that limited them from having surgery. We did not reject any patient unless they had some bleeding disorder which they couldn't tolerate any invasive procedure.
In our study, we included patients that could have had surgery. Initially, we included only patients who could not go to surgery, but once we saw this results, we opted to offer this option to other patients as well, and many took it.
Okay. Can you compare, and you said you had 97% success rate, and I don't think you gave a percentage, but presumably fairly high as well.
Yeah.
Can you give a percentage?
It's close, similar to 97%.
I think they did 100 tumors and you had 6 recurrences, that's 94%.
But 2 are not really recurrences, only based on imaging.
So then how does that compare with the wedge surgery that would be presumably the option if people went surgically?
It's hard to tell. I'm not going to guess. I don't know exactly what the results are. I'm sure they're close to 100% because they can see the tumor and dissect all of it. And obviously, nothing is 100%, so it'll be close to it. If one considers the statistical variance of this study, 97 versus 98 or 99% will be the same thing.
What does the life cycle of kidney cancer usually look like? You have 1 year follow-up in most of your patients. Is kidney cancer such that you have a level of confidence that it's actually worse than 3 more years?
If there was tumor left behind, we would be able to see it early on. It behaves differently on imaging studies than dead cancer behaves, so we'll be able to see it. Now, is it possible that you can leave 1 or 2 tumor cells behind that you cannot initially see and they grow at a later time? I think that is possible, and that's why we are going to continue following these patients for longer periods of time. But I think 1 year is an established time period to follow these patients and reach some conclusions.
Terrific. Sure.
CAT scans are high tech. How much does the surgery cost compared to standard laparoscopic surgery?
First of all, this is covered by insurance. The government gave its official approval a few months ago. But the cost is significantly less than either open or laparoscopic surgery. I can't give you exact numbers, but I'd say it's probably less than a third of what it would cost to go to the operating room, which is, in my opinion, another reason that this procedure will become a standard of care in the future.
Thank you.